This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast to great radio stations all across America, right here from our Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Now, by the way, for those of you listening to us around the country and around the world via the internet and a satellite, thank you so very, very much. And you can always reach us by going to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and send us a direct message off there, and it'll come right to us. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America moving along. The over-the-road truck drivers, the men, the women out there driving coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Not to forget about our drivers coming down here into the hurricane zone and delivering products to the folks that need to have it down here. They're rebuilding, and it's moving along quite nicely, I might add. And, of course, also to the bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang, doing a great job. Felix, keep it up. And we appreciate the mail haulers for sure. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel. And, of course, they're going to be kind of behind the eight ball because we've got a real problem coming up here with the diesel fuel in particular and some of these other fuels. And we're going to get into that a little bit more again this hour. Now, you also... we have the Amazon warehouse that listens to us right here, the big one, locally, and we appreciate them, as well as all the drivers. We appreciate them, too. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the official CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. We're on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, all as Captains America. That's Captains America. Get you over there to us. And, of course, our website is none other than the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from California is the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We're going to go it again. You ready?
I am.
Pledge time. Here we come. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those four words. One nation under God. I concluded four this time because we are one nation under God. And we don't want you to forget about it, because it plays a large role in our country and where we need to be going right now with this election coming up, you think?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, now, former Representative Democrat Tulsi Gabbard has handed her endorsement to Nevada Republican Senate candidate Adam Laxalt while calling his contender Joe Biden's rubber stamp. In her October 17th video, Gabbard cited the woke ideologies that demonize police, back open borders, and believe biological men should compete in women's sports as reasons why she left the Democratic Party. Now, she pointed out that those are all the policies embraced by the incumbent, Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, Democrat from Nevada, who is challenging Laxalt in the Senate race. Now, that race is getting very interesting, and it's winnable by Laxalt.
Well, I think that's exactly right. And, of course, Tulsi Gabbard, she's now freed from the Democrat Party, the confines of being called a Democrat, I suppose, so that she can endorse whom she chooses, she can say what she thinks. And, Captain, that must be a really great feeling, I think, for Tulsi Gabbard. But it's also great to hear, and I think people really do appreciate it, because she is just unabashedly calling out a lot of these things that most Democrats across the highways and byways believe that the Democrat Party has left them behind, doesn't share their worldview or their values.
Well, there are some people that don't care for her because they believe that she's a socialist or whatever it is they believe. But here's the deal. She served her country in the military. She's currently a lieutenant colonel. That's her rank right now. She got promoted about, I don't know, 3-4 months ago, maybe. But she's a retired, or I'm sorry, she's a lieutenant colonel. She's in the military. She's walked the walk, talked the talk. She's earned the right to say whatever she wants as a veteran about veterans. And I still, to this day, haven't heard anything that's all that damning about her. Have you?
No, I haven't. And certainly people will say things, and everybody's entitled to their own political worldview, their own political thing. But, we look at her actions. Let's look at what she's talking about. And not everybody agrees on everything, by the way.
Right.
But it seems to me, Captain, that she certainly is going down the path of repudiating the Democrat Party that typically would start leading you to these things like socialism, ultimately, with their ultimate expression of that. So it seems to me that she's actually going the opposite direction at this point.
Well, she holds the keys to the kingdom in a way, because she knows things that will open doors and tell people things that maybe the Democrats are very much afraid of, you think?
Well, certainly, you know, and the one thing Democrats, I think, really don't like Democrat Party elite. I think I want to qualify that. Democrat Party elite, they don't like it when somebody sort of, you know, goes outside the boundaries, I guess, and starts saying bad things about the Democrats that ring true. And because if instead they can just pawn it off, oh, that's a Republican, you know, such and such. But here's somebody who's in the Democrat Party, for goodness sake. And the way she articulates herself with this, it's pretty hard for them to deal with, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think we just had a comment from the peanut gallery here. Let me see here. Oh, all right. I just heard from Eddie Floyd. How about that?
Great.
Hello, Eddie Floyd. Hope you're doing well. He's over there in Reno, Nevada. All right, folks, we're coming back with more here at Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Oh yeah, what a night.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people...
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
All righty. Now, for those of you on Saturday that were around, thank you for stopping by the gun show. Thank you for saying hello. Olivia got a kick out of it. She's our newbie on the block, and you'll be seeing her from time to time at the gun shows with us, as well as other events the station has. And, of course, Jeff from Sarasota was there, and he was up to his old antics, so we had a good time. And a lot of great people stopped by, and some people we knew and some people we didn't. That's what it's all about, making new friends. And I'll remind you that this is going to be a busy week, because tomorrow I'll be at the Mission Barbecue for Have Lunch with the Captain, 11:30 to 1:30. And then Thursday, I'll be down in Bradenton for the Have Lunch with the Captain monthly series at Mixon's Groveside Cafe at Mixon Fruit Farms. And we always have a good time there, and we always have a good, lively crowd as well. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com, and you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a good night's sleep whenever I've needed it. And he continues to roll out new products and new offers on his products. The latest one is his towel set. Now, towels aren't something that you think about often, and I never knew what it was that I was missing until I tried the towels last year and bought them. Now, you've all helped to build MyPillow into an incredible company that it is today, and you've trusted in Mike Lindell to give you a great night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. This set is made with USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Now, the set comes with two bath towels. These bath towels are big enough to fit me, which is an accomplishment in itself, so I know they'll fit you. And two hand towels, two washcloths, typically retailing for $89.98. But for a limited time only, you can get this set for the low price of $39.98 with the promo code CAPTAIN. Remember, all my pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, or you can give them a call at 800-641-5459 for more details. Now remember, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page there to get this insanely low price of $39.98 on the six-piece towel set. And you'll find deep discounts on other MyPillow products there as well. Just enter the promo code CAPTAIN or call them at 800-641-5459 for these great radio specials. And don't forget to check out mystore.com, too. Promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We got an amen and a hallelujah coming in here. We got our buddy George talking about... let's see, Obama speaking the other day and all that good stuff. And he was, I don't know where he was, but he was, he saw what was happening with Obama. So there you go.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, good to hear from George.
Yeah. And that's an old video, George. I don't think you realize that, but we've seen that video before. So it's one that's been out there a while, but that's okay. He's put a video out there that people need to see anyway. Some of them probably didn't see it. They shouted, "Let's go, Brandon," back at him when he was giving a speech. Now, I talked about this, but I didn't talk about it at length, and I don't want to talk about it in a Trucker's Highway and Byway Report because that's about the weather. But we've really got some bad news coming up for America's farmers and the truckers, as we now hear that the diesel market will stay tight through the winter and right into the spring. Now, that's going to affect those two groups immensely because they need to be planting and they need to be hauling their stuff. And Chevron chairman and CEO Michael Wirth warned that the markets are tight right now, diesel in particular, as we've seen here recently, and it's likely to stay that way through the winter and into the spring. Now, Wirth also said that he thought that during the third quarter, earnings call that with a ban on some Russian imports going into effect in the first quarter of 2023, that situation could become a whole heck of a lot worse. Now, the ban will drive Russian energy products to reach further markets with increased costs and logistics. So that means getting it here to us is going to cost more money because we still, believe it or not, are buying stuff from Russia. You knew that, right?
Right.
Fuel in particular. Oil in particular. Why we're doing it is beyond me. We don't need to. And we need to stop. But that's just me. What do I know?
Well, certainly, though, Captain, you've got, prices are going to go up again for people at the grocery stores. Prices, fuel is going to go up again. All this stuff, the economy is going to take another hit again. And it seems, Captain, that these kinds of problems, especially when they seem to have been completely avoidable, that's going to stick with the electorate. That's going to stick with voters, and that's not something they're simply going to say, well, it's an incredible transition, and maybe, just maybe, the trucking industry will go all electric by next Tuesday, and it'll all be solved, you know, that kind of stuff.
The solution to the problem is not electric trucks, period, because electric trucks still cannot handle the load that they need to haul, number one. Number two, they can't go the distance they need to go. And number three, you're going to add to travel time, which is going to add to cost. So how is that helping anything?
Well, of course it's not, but it's the notion, it's the virtue signaling by politicians or TV commentators or whomever to say, well, we're going to go electric, or as the president had told us, we're at the incredible transition, like I said, and we're supposed to all sort of revel in this, like it's a new day on planet Earth, it's going to be so wonderful, but it's not practical, at least not yet. But I'll tell you this, you know, someday maybe the electric fuel cells and all that kind of stuff will be just amazing. Who knows how many years from now. But for right now, we have to be pretty practical if we want our civilization, our society to keep going.
We are 8 days away from the election, midterm elections. And Republicans are leading in a closely watched midterm races for governor and U.S. senator in Georgia right now. Now, suddenly, Herschel Walker is starting to pull away a little bit. So the Democrats are going to get more desperate in their attacks and try to be even more mind-boggling, if you will. Right?
Well, of course, because they know that their time is short here in terms of getting to the... But, you know, there's been a lot of early voting, but the voting that will happen Election Day will be very important.
All right, let's go to Backgammon Bob real quick because he doesn't have a lot of time to get his question in, so make it quick.
Yes, sir, Captain. The only way we can deal with electric trucks and all this electric stuff is to get nuclear power online to provide enough power for the grid to charge these things.
We haven't got enough time to do it. It'll take years. They got to get rid of the regulations. Got to get rid of the regulations.
That's the only way. And the other thing I wanted to say was that I saw where Democratic prosecutors are starting to really revolt against criminal law reform.
You know why? They're about to get voted out. They're up for election too. A lot of them.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing, and I think that'll really help the. The election stuff, the fact that these people are revolting, which will incentivize people to vote for the Republicans. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, okay, let's toss that around for just about, let me see here, what we got? Just about 52 seconds there, Kyle. What did you think about that call?
Well, no, I appreciate Backgammon Bob very much. That's right, that's right. And, yeah, the whole thing with the electric transition is really just some kind of, it's a virtue signal. It's something that you're supposed to talk about at cocktail parties, but it's not really practical at this point. That's the important takeaway.
Who goes to cocktail parties?
Well, you know, I'm using that as a reference to the idea that, well, you know, you're speaking among the elites or your, you know, people that you're trying to impress. You say, oh, yes, yes, everything's got to be electric. We're not doing that, the so-called fossil fuels anymore, because that's just for cavemen, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, but I know Nancy Pelosi goes to cocktail parties.
Right. No, well, exactly. But because the real reality is if you have to, if you can't buy the food at the grocery store to put on your table for your family, you've got real problems. And a lot of that is based on the fuel or scarcity of it or the cost of it.
All righty. I hear the music coming up, so hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And it's a great day in the neighborhood. It's a Monday morning. And I hope the weather's as nice where you're at as it is where we're at. So you have yourself a great day. Frank Silvano's going to take us to break.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The White House rejected a recommendation by senior Pentagon officials to promote Lieutenant General Walter E. Piatt, who's the director of the Army Staff, who came under intense scrutiny after the Pentagon's slow response to the riot at the Capitol, pushing the officer to a near-certain retirement. Senate Republicans want the SEC to explain why staff are leaving the nation's corporate watchdog at the highest rate in 10 years amid a flurry of proposed rules, according to a letter that came out Sunday. The private letter, dated October 27th, from Senate Republicans to the chair of the Security and Exchange Commission, Gary Gensler, adds to mounting criticism that the U.S. regulator lacks the internal firepower it needs to accomplish its ambitious rulemaking plans. And following the Michigan-Michigan State game Saturday night, it appeared that Wolverines defensive back Jaden McBurrows was assaulted by Spartans players in the tunnel. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them the captain said.
You betcha. Tell them the captain sent you. HeroesMile.com, the website. They are taking excellent care of our veterans and our first responders that are having problems, whatever the problems might happen to be. Now, if you are not getting anywhere with the people you're talking to and you've got an issue, these are veterans working with veterans, first responders working with first responders. Give them a call. Give them a call. At 888-VET, V-E-T, now, N-O-W, the number 2. That's 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's their phone number. But their website to find out more about them and what they can do to help you is HeroesMile.com. HeroesMile.com. And they've done a remarkable job helping people that were told that they were at the end of their rope, so to speak, and they weren't able to have anything done to help them. Well, guess what? They proved them all wrong, because that's what they do. They help veterans. They are veterans helping other veterans. So please give them a try. If you got help, if you've been other places, tried to get help, couldn't get it, these people will work with you. HeroesMile.com. HeroesMile.com. All right, and back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, now, you know, you can't help but wonder when we talk about all the politicking that's going on, and they got 8 days to politic, right?
That's right.
How do you like that for a terminology? 8 days to politic.
Eight days a week.
Yep, 8 days a week. Okay. Yeah, we might have to find that song and play it here, too. But anyway, the 2022 midterm elections are just 8 days away. Republicans now have a seven-point lead in their bid to recapture control of Congress. They're actually up in the Senate. It looks like they're going to be up by four or five or six seats. I don't think it'll be more than that, and I think it's more likely to be the four because there's a couple of races that they might have, could have, should have won, and they might have, could have, would have, won't. And if they don't, then I'll tell you my thoughts as to why they didn't, because there's a bunch of stuff that they could have done and didn't do in some of these races for the Senate. But it is what it is. And in what may be a key indicator, Kyle, of this year's midterm election results, Republicans have a clear edge when it comes to what the voters think is best for the next session of Congress, because the Democrats are paying no attention to what the people are saying to them.
Well, that's exactly right. And advice to what may be the incoming Republican House and Senate, and that is focus on those issues.
Yep.
Don't stray away from those issues. Don't try to do things that that you think it's, oh, the getting's good, we'll do this and that and the other thing. But stay on those issues, and because you're going to get resistance, obviously, from the administration, from the TV people, and all over the place. And so if you stay true to that North Star that the American people are pointing at, you're going to do much better in 2024. That's for sure.
Well, that's absolutely true, and they have to stay the course. They can't allow them they can't allow anybody. And by the way, they need new leadership in the Senate. I'm going to put that out there right now. Mitch McConnell has to go. I know our former governor, Rick Scott, who's the chairman of the National Republican Senate Committee, is lobbying for that position. And he'd be a good guy. He'd be a good one. He's aggressive. He knows his stuff. He knows what the people want. He's been paying attention to what the people have been telling him. Unlike Mitch McConnell, who, if he doesn't hear it in Kentucky, he doesn't hear it. And I'm not saying anything bad against the people in Kentucky. I'm just saying the guy doesn't get around the country that much.
Well, that's true. And what the feeling is right now, Captain, I think is the feeling that there's some change going on and that perhaps having a new leadership in the Senate might not be a bad thing. It might be the very thing that goes along with this kind of red wave that comes through. And again, all due respect to Leader McConnell, I think that the Republican senators may decide that maybe it's time to have some new change there.
All right, well, wait a minute. All right, with the speed of a shining bullet, with the noise of a roaring F-35, it's now time for Kyle's quick prediction. Quick prediction for Kyle. Are you ready? I'm going to put you on the spot. You ready?
Yeah. Yep.
What's going to happen in California? We have a lot of Republicans suddenly that are in a position to win some seats.
Well, right now, my quick prediction would be don't get your hopes up in the grand sense, but go out and vote like the whole thing depends on you. That's the only way to do it, because once you get entrenched and get into Congress and so forth, it's very, very difficult to get voted out unless there's some kind of big thing happening. But, of course, Captain, that means in California that would be a real man bites dog story, wouldn't it be?
Well, somebody's got to flip something somewhere in California. You people out there, I don't know if you know how bad you got it. Do you?
Well, right. Well, you know, the point of California, of course, is the obviously the regulation. It's hard for business. You got a lot of people leaving. You got a lot of business leaving, and you don't see a lot of new setups. In fact, companies that went public in California just over this last year, it was minuscule compared to where it has been in the past. And typically, they have many companies that go public in California, but it just goes to show, and that's just one tiny indicator, that it's not really that business friendly, and people don't want to come to California to do business.
Hey, our buddy George the Godfather saying hello.
All right. Hello, George the Godfather. That's great.
Yep. He's saying that McConnell does not give any money to Trump-endorsed candidates. I've heard that.
Right. I don't think there's any love lost between those two men, to be honest. But here's the thing. It's not just about Donald Trump. It's about Trumpism, if you want to call it that.
It's about America.
It's about America.
Get on the bandwagon or get off it and get the hell out of the way.
Well, right. Well, what President Trump brought to the mix, not being a politician, is he brought a lot of different things that simply stood politics on its ear, but they were very effective. And the proof was in the pudding in terms of the economy and opportunity and how people were feeling. And so those are those qualities that I think many Republicans want to continue to bring to the fore, not necessarily as a, quote, Trump person or something like that, but because if you simply associate opportunity and success with Donald Trump and try to make it a negative, well, that's just, you know, cutting off your nose to spite your face.
If there are people out there that don't understand that either you're part of the problem or you're part of the solution. And we've got a guy in Kentucky called Mitch McConnell. Yeah, he gave us a bunch of judges. That's great. But I wonder if someone else couldn't have done the same thing with the same vim and the same vigor.
Well, one would think, obviously. Again, I think it's about the change in direction, or it's about what the American people expect. What they don't want is they don't want to put Republicans in the Senate and the House and give them a majority and then suddenly have some kind of gridlock or infighting or things that are simply going to stop what they're putting them there to do, and that is to counter the Biden administration and the left liberal policies. It's just that simple. And if the Republicans can't come through, they're going to go back to voting for Democrats, because by then the Democrats will have honed their message and they'll try to take advantage of that. So it's time to get a, you know, what do they say, Captain? Pedal to the metal?
Yeah, and put the pedal to the metal and let it roar.
Exactly, exactly. And that's the way to go about it. Success breeds success. And if they're going to listen to the voters as they're telling them they are right now, and I'm all for it, and if they go in and they deliver and they make Biden and the Biden administration look like total fools for trying to tell everybody the opposite, it's going to be great for the Republicans in the 2024.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we come back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go nowhere. I shall return.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
I was born with a stiff upper lip. Like a dog.
Get the name of that rock band. Who is it, Kyle?
That's AC/DC, absolutely.
What's the name of that song?
That's Stiff Upper Lip, I think.
Yeah, but you didn't know it until 5 minutes ago.
I just said I wasn't familiar with it.
I wasn't either until I heard him get cranking on it. And then I said, oh, man, yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
That is a song, man. That is a song. And the video is great. They tied down a whole street in New York City. Everybody's dancing all over the place. They got out of their cars to go dancing. It's hilarious. But anyway.
Yeah, the thing about AC/DC is that, you know, they've got these great driving songs, and they always seem to come up with really good ones. I mean, that's sustain it. That's really something.
Yeah, and you know what else I noticed about it?
What's that?
All the beautiful people always are in it.
Well,
I mean, there's no
the
ugly
video,
women anywhere to be found, if you know what I mean.
Well, I can imagine.
I think that's their specialty or something. All right, well, you take it away. Tell us what's going on at West, because I see some changes.
All right. Well, Captain, what we're looking at tonight, of course, out west is we're continuing to look at the rain and so forth that's happening up in Seattle, Washington. If we're looking on the rain map right now, we've definitely got rain around Seattle and the Tacoma area. It's heading down towards Portland, at least right now. It's about as far south as Longview and Tillamook. So it looks like you could probably get some rain happening in Portland here pretty soon. But that rain extends north of Seattle and on into Canada a little bit. We still have some rain, of course, in northern Idaho coming across I-90. If you're heading out of Coeur d'Alene, heading for Montana, you're definitely going to be having some rain come across the road, and that's going to extend up towards the border with Canada as well. That's the active rain. Now, in terms of what we're expecting over the in the next week here, over this next week, we've definitely got a couple more storms, systems that are going to be coming through the Pacific Northwest with a lot of rain, also depositing snow, of course, mostly in the higher elevations, and we've got a winter storm watch continuing in Northern California, especially if you're going up 395, either north or south, and coming on the California side of the Nevada border, from Susanville on down to a little bit about a little farther south than Oakhurst, you've got a winter storm watch that's going to be able to bring 3 to 8 inches of snow in the 5,000 foot level, 9 to 12 inches above 7,500 feet. So you definitely want to be careful out there tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, this is going to go on for a couple days.
It is. That's right. As we go through the week, especially in Seattle, looks like you got rain coming for the next several days into next weekend already. So it's going to get here it is. We're starting to see the real winter starting
now,
to come through here.
I did see that over there in Montana, they just threw in a winter storm warning in Montana. So if you're trucking across I-90... you're going to hit it just east of Coeur d'Alene. Matter of fact, it's going to be over there by the Indian Reservation, the Crow Indian Reservation.
Well, that's right, especially with the rain that's there already. That's exactly right.
Yeah, because 94 will split off. You'll be in it. 90, you'll be going south, and you'll be missing, I don't know about later in the day, that storm's going to follow everybody. So at the moment, anyway, you're going to miss it if you take 90 and not 94.
Yep, that's right.
Okay. Well, here's my little turn. I only see something called fog. And that fog has expanded in the central part of Illinois. And, yep, it's pretty dense. And it's almost all the way across from the east side in Indiana to the west side at Iowa and Missouri, because it's coming in about dead center right there on the state line, with some that will be affecting the Iowa side, southeastern Iowa, and northeastern Missouri. So be advised about that. We also have some fog down in the New Orleans, Louisiana area. And in the last hour, we've had quite a patch of fog show up in the Jacksonville area. If you're traveling up Jacksonville, and you're going, say, from Palatka north, you're going to have fog all the way up into Valdosta and over towards Brunswick, and that fog is slowly making its way up the I-95 corridor. It's not quite all the way up I-75 just yet, but give it time, I guess, right, Kyle?
That's right, exactly.
All right, and then, of course, we've got some fog from the Chesapeake Bay area. We've also got some further up the line wrapping around and bouncing around intermittently around Long Island and up into Cape Cod. But be advised that the weather is going to go downhill this week. It's forecast to go downhill, as we got at least two, maybe three storms going to work their way across. And some of them will find their way down along I-40, and possibly I-20, and maybe even I-10. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And the Flying J Truck Stop and Pilots bring us the
Highway and Byway Report, the Trucker Highway and Byway Report, and you can find out them more about them, rather, at PilotFlyingJ.com.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him and all the different things that he adds on here. And we're going to go to Denise Simon at FoundersCode.com, who just joined us. So let's go back over here. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, there's a lot of things going on this week and next. We've only got 8 days until the election. But it appears that the Democrats are really, really, really starting to realize that they've got a big mess. And it's too little too late, in my opinion. But they are trying to pull out all the stops. What do you think they're going to do next? What would surprise you?
Nothing anymore, sadly. I've come to expect, you know, some pretty nefarious tactics, including Google. You know, the big money. I mean, you know, Obama was in Pennsylvania, and, the man was just mad. I mean, he was just yelling with this horrible look on his face and pointing his fingers. I mean, he was, like, shaming people for, you know, not voting for, you know, Shapiro and Fetterman. So, no, nothing surprises me.
Yeah, well, I think that that's, and by the way, Elon did say he's going to get rid of about 5,000 staffers.
Well, he's got 7,500 people on the payroll.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do a calculation with what the, you know, generally people are paid in California, that'll save him about $500 million in payroll. I did a calculation on that the other night.
Sure. Sure, and I get it, and I understand it, because a lot of the decisions that were being made that were booting people off Twitter were coming out of California. That's a totally different lifestyle and universe.
Well, they all came out of California, but, half the employees don't do anything. You know, they work out, and they eat some donuts, and then they, you know, drink wine out of a wine dispenser, and, you know, then they go to a room to kind of chill out for a while and meditate, and, you know, they don't do anything.
Well, hopefully they'll get this right this time. Hopefully.
Well, he's doing some interesting things. He's thinking about charging people that have blue checks $20 a month to have that blue check to make sure that they're verified.
Right.
Which goes back to the whole bot situation. But it isn't just what's happening in America. It's what foreign governments are doing on there, too.
Oh, yeah. All right, I hear the music coming up, so hold that thought, folks. We'll be back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out her website, FoundersCode.com, and sign up for all the great articles that she writes, and you'll know what's going on when it goes on. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.